Hello and welcome to episode 20 of Secret Grasp. Secret Grasp is a podcast all about the mysterious and difficult to explain aspects of life. We cover topics relating to the paranormal, occult, conspiracy theories, urban legends, cryptids, and other strange occurrences. You can find us on all of the major podcasting apps, and we've also got a video version of the podcast that's available on YouTube, so go check that out as well. So this episode is a part two about the ultimate conspiracy theory iceberg. So if you haven't already watched part one, go check out the previous episode, because that episode was more like the surface level stuff of the iceberg. And in this one, we're really going to get in depth into some of the more crazy conspiracies. So without further ado, though, let's go ahead and hop right in. So we left off. Where were we? We were at the bottom of the iceberg, and now we are hopping into the depths. So this is really the super speculative stuff where they might not even be convincing to people who hear them. They might be super obscure and things that you would almost never hear about. So take these with a grain of salt. So psychedelic astronauts is the first one. This is a part of a NASA saga. The real reason why we haven't returned to space for so long is because NASA discovered that aliens have already visited us, just not in the third dimension. Astronauts are placed in comfortable seats and fed psychoactive drugs in order to explore higher dimensions. So that's one theory that's here. Battle of Los Angeles. So shortly after the U.S. joined World War II, alarms were raised in the city of Los Angeles on the night of the 24th of January, 1942. Reports were that an aerial assault was taking place over the city. For some time, soldiers scanned the skies, waiting and searching for threats until the order to fire was finally given. Soldiers shot at the sky, confused, until the panic dissipated. The next day, there was no signs of what was being fired at that could be found, so it could have been UFOs, or it could just be panic. Who knows? Incan airplanes. Many Incan artifacts strongly resemble airplanes that are built to scale and could actually fly without any modification of the ideas. I think the Nazca lines are also in the same area as that kind of stuff, so that kind of leans credence to it. Next, Buzz Aldrin, the second man to step on the moon. He believes a lot of interesting conspiracy theories, even involving the moon itself. A lot of the astronauts said that they saw aliens and stuff later on in their lives. One more theory is Finland isn't real. There's actually a whole subreddit about why Finland isn't real, if you want to go and explore that one. Next up, Fire is Alive. Basically says that the biological qualifiers for life apply more to fire than it does to viruses. So there's people that argue that fire is actually a living thing. I don't know how that works. When you create a fire, are you creating life then? And then it like dies when it goes out. I don't know how that works. Codex Gigas. This is the largest medieval manuscript in the world. It was allegedly written by a priest in a single day after communing with the devil. So the handwriting throughout the book doesn't show any signs of fatigue or alteration of the style, and the book contains inherently satanic content. So basically, this guy talked to the devil and then wrote a whole book in one sitting. Eye of Africa. This is located in modern-day Mauritania, and the Eye of Africa contains the Richat structure. It's a 25-mile set of rings some believe is the actual location of Atlantis or some other ancient civilization, with evidence that's linked in Socrates' texts. If you look at it, though, I think it just looks like a meteor site. Human brain source code. There is something about source code for a human brain exists, or it's being programmed, or it'll exist someday. And then basically, when we can program a human brain, what does that say about our brain? It kind of ties into simulation theory. Tachyon particles. So these are something that proves that string theory is correct, and therefore we live in a 26-dimension reality, one of them being time and allowing God to be on any of the other dimensions. Continents beyond the ice wall. This is kind of an extension of flat earth theory. So beyond the ice wall, They say there's other continents with other civilizations, people, and creatures that we've never seen before. Civilizations before humans. This is that other species that could have had civilizations before humans arrived on Earth. Would we ever be able to tell? There's some good videos about this, how basically the Earth is like constantly recycling stuff. So even if all the stuff that humans have made on Earth, if you fast forward like a million years, it's all going to get basically eaten back into the crust of the Earth and turned back into magma. There's one about how Bart Simpson is a real character who influenced Matt Groening's decisions for The Simpsons, including the art style. And yes, apparently he's 2D. I don't understand that one really. The internet was discovered. So some people say that the internet has always existed and it was simply discovered, not invented. I don't really understand that because it's... I think they have a fundamental misunderstanding of how the internet works if they believe in that, because the internet is basically just a series of tubes. Seriously, it's like, I feel like we know how servers work and it goes through cables. I don't know what they mean that it always existed. I guess you could say that like everything always existed and just hadn't been put together yet. So I don't know. Living water. So just like the fire theory, there's also groups of people that say water is alive and has consciousness. There are some interesting experiments with this that there's a Japanese scientist that did some experiments with snowflakes, and he would say bad things at one group of snowflakes and they would come out all like mangled and messed up, and then he would speak like good things and said happy praising things to another group of snowflakes, and those ones came out super intricate and beautiful. So that's the thing. Maybe Project Bluebeam. This is a conspiracy theory. That basically NASA and the United Nations are working together to create a new age religion based around the Antichrist and form a new world order through a simulated second coming of Jesus. Or it might be that the aliens come back and they say that they're the real Jesus or something like that. There's a theory that North Korea is actually utopia. So basically everything is wonderful in North Korea, just like Glorious Leader says. And actually, we're like the bad guys of history and we don't have any of the good technology. So if you imagine like everywhere else in the world is backwards and North Korea is the good ones. The only thing with that is that people from the Western world have visited North Korea and came back with video. So I don't know how you explain that one. We've got Pharaoh Akhenaten. So this Egyptian pharaoh destroyed literally all of the Egyptian religion and forced everybody to worship only one god. Then he moved the entire capital and everyone in it to a random part of the desert and forced them to build a new capital. Also, he kind of looks like an alien, so that's a thing. Next, we've got Tesseract Earth. Basically, the idea that the Earth is a hypercube. Can't even really wrap my mind around what a hypercube is or a tesseract. It's like a cube within a cube. I don't know. It seems like some fourth, fifth dimensional kind of stuff. This one about the others in Genesis. So other people besides Adam and Eve and their descendants in the Old Testament. God created man specifically, but only a limited number of children were named, and incest is never mentioned. But Cain is cursed by God to live with shame in front of others who would not otherwise have existed yet, because I think it was Adam and Eve, and then they had Cain and Abel. So then, yeah, who would he be in front of other people to be ashamed of? That's the thing. We've got clockwork elves. I've heard them more referred to as machine elves, but on this chart, it's listed as clockwork elves. Basically, these are higher dimensional beings that inhabit spaces that we can only see while using psychedelic drugs like DMT or LSD. If you witness them, it's a test of will that will either lead to suicide or changing your life for the better. Some people say that they're inherently evil. I haven't heard that. So that is that layer, and then we get to the abyss. This is the fifth and the bottom layer of the whole iceberg chart. Everything here is basically completely speculative, except a couple that are a bit higher up on the tiers. the conspiracy theories at this level are so well written that they're basically heretical and unbelievable to the average person to an extent. So take them with a grain of salt. So the first one is, life is an unproven theory. Life cannot be proven by modern science and may never be. Rene Descartes tried and failed, only coming up with the revelation, I think, therefore I am, after waking up and from having an exploding headache. I can go into this in a future episode. I'm going to do an episode about spiritual enlightenment and probably a whole separate one about solipsism too. So we can go into the whole thing about like how life isn't real and how you're the only thing that exists and all kinds of stuff like that. That should be a good couple hours for the content. The U.S. actually landed on the moon. And this is another NASA conspiracy theory. This one says that the U.S. actually landed on the moon and then created a hoax that they didn't land on the moon in order to distract the population from what they actually found there. So how this would go, I guess, NASA actually went to the moon. They discovered really crazy stuff like ancient alien artifacts or whatever. So then they had to make the sets and fake the moon landing on Earth to cover up for the fact that everything on the moon is like super crazy. I don't know what I would say about that one. The Vatican is the beast. So this one basically says that the Pope is the Antichrist. This is the Protestant Catholic debate over who's the real Christians. And when you get into the denominations and stuff, there's some crazy conspiracy theories like that flying around. What's interesting is that that doesn't mention Orthodox at all, who are probably, I guess that would make the Orthodox Pope, the real Pope. That would make sense, I guess. People who cannot think don't exist. It implies people who can't think don't exist, since you can only prove that you think. You can't prove that other people think or don't think, opening up the possibility that you're the only person that exists. I guess going back to Rene Descartes, I think therefore I am. If you don't think, then you don't exist. It's the natural progression of that one, I guess. I don't know. That's another one that we can cover in like a solipsism episode, I guess. We killed God. This is a literal interpretation of Nietzsche's famous quote, God is dead and we have killed him. There's many variants to this theory, but they all come down to something that we have like literally murdered God. I don't know how you could kill an all-powerful, all-knowing being, but that's a thing. The rapture has already happened. So this basically says, the world has already ended and everybody that was going to go to heaven has already gone up, and everybody that's left behind now either are the people that are left behind or they're the descendants of people who got left behind. That one I could actually see being a real thing. There's an entry on the iceberg that just says her. I think this is referring to this idea that God attempted to create like a wife for himself, but he failed. So this her being actually exists, but it's not capable of being equal to God. And so therefore it's not capable of being his significant other. There is actually mention in the Bible about God having a wife named Asherah. So that's probably something that I'm going to go into as well. Besides this like whole iceberg thing, I'm going to have, starting in the next episode, I'm going to be talking about the Ark of the Covenant, which is going to start a whole biblical mysteries section of the podcast. So that should be interesting. We can go into that about how God actually had a wife and then got divorced and then was like super pissed about it and had his followers tear down all of the stuff that was put up to his wife. Basically, God became a MGTOW and just kicked his wife out of Christianity. So that was a thing. Okay, next on the list, we got immortality-induced amnesia. This is basically an extension of quantum immortality. So every time you die, you create an alternate timeline where you don't die. But because of the causality, the second timeline can't exist until after you die. So therefore, it requires you to die, and then you wake up the next day like nothing happened. So I guess this is kind of like the movie Groundhog Day. I don't completely understand that one. Okay, we got one called God's Ego Death. This is a conspiracy theory claiming that between the Old and New Testament, God suffered an ego death, which slowly occurred throughout the Old Testament and was realized through his life as Jesus. This one makes no sense to me because I know in great depth what ego death and spiritual enlightenment is all about. And I don't think God is capable of having an ego death because if non-duality is true, that means only God is the only thing that exists. You are God. You are everything. So God can't have an ego death without destroying the entire universe in the process, I wouldn't think. I don't know. So that's a, I don't know who thought this one up, but it doesn't really make sense to me. Again, we're going to cover the whole spiritual enlightenment ego death thing in another whole episode at some point. Okay, we got one called God's Last Wish. This ties back into the her, or the idea that God has a wife. Basically, he used all of his power to create us as godlike beings and wanted to see us prosper in a way that he couldn't as an all-powerful being. The final understanding. When the meaning of life is discovered, the final understanding will be what that means to humanity. So if we figure out what the meaning of life is, again, tying back into the God's ego death thing, I think people already know what the meaning of life is. We can do a whole meaning of life episode as well and talk about that. Infinity paradox. The infinity paradox is that a container of infinite size can hold two groups of infinite items. The container will simultaneously always be filled and still have room to fill all space inside of it. This can be applied to the final understanding as something that can never be achieved, and there will always be a new meaning to discover in life and no meaning at all. Again, okay, so you have a box of infinite size and you put infinity in a box. I forget who the guy was, but there is like a whole mathematical thing about how infinity is a set and there's an infinite degree of infinities that are larger than each other. So yeah, there isn't one infinity. There's like infinite infinities that expand infinitely large forever. I think that's what this is referring to. Then we have knowledge paradox. We learn everything in concepts, but we can never truly learn anything from concepts because they are always one step away from reality. I don't think that's really even a conspiracy theory. I've heard this described as the map is not the territory. So basically concepts aren't real things compared to real life. Like, you can know what a dog is conceptually. You can like look at a textbook and see what a dog looks like and hear a dog described, but until you actually see a dog, you don't know what a dog is, because all of the words that we use to describe a dog don't actually sum up the entirety of what it means to be a dog. Also, there's kind of like everything's on a spectrum, including species. Yeah, I don't know. We'll go into there's so many weird topics that deserve whole podcast episodes. But that is the bottom of the ultimate conspiracy iceberg chart. So we are done with that. In the next episode, like I said, we're going to be starting a basically mysteries of Christianity section, starting with an episode on the Ark of the Covenant. So stay forward and look forward to that and stay tuned, and we'll be in touch soon.